Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Kirk Rosen, the Jamestown branch manager for Orphan Grain Train, and Andrea Eckstein. She is the manager for Orphan Grain Train Shipments. And Andrea and Kirk, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Exciting things happening with Orphan Grain Train. We've talked about it before in the past. Here on Let's Talk About It. There's an open house and dedication coming up on Saturday, July 21st, but we have Andrea and Kirk here today to tell us a little bit more about Orphan Grain Train and what they've been doing. Some amazing, amazing work. Kirk, maybe for those who have not heard of Orphan Grain Train before, some of our listeners who may not have heard of that, would you mind kind of telling us what Orphan Grain Train is?
Sure, be happy to. Orphan Grain Train is a national organization. They have shipping centers all across the United States. They're based out of Norfolk, Nebraska.
Okay.
It started, North Dakota originally started in Botineau in, what was that, Andrea, about 19?
25 years ago.
25 years ago.
Wow.
And it went up there until those people got to the point they just needed to do something else. They were getting older. And so it moved to Jamestown here in... What?
I think it was in 2014.
Probably 2014.
Okay.
And then, of course, we moved into the building where we're at here in September of 2016.
Right.
Orphan Grain Train, what they do is they ship, they take care of needs. They're basically a religious-centered organization that does charitable work meeting the needs of people. And they meet needs locally, they meet needs nationally, and they meet needs internationally. Do a lot of shipping to other places in the world. And it's food, clothing, medicines, medical, all of these types of things. So that's really kind of... Just to give you a little overview of what the organization is and
for
what
sure.
they do.
And Kirk, for those who have not been able to follow it or have followed it before, been doing some amazing work lately in Liberia. Is that kind of like the main international place that Orphan Grain Train tries to benefit?
Each branch across the United States can choose. They have the opportunity to choose what they want to do and where they want to go.
Okay.
We found a niche for us in Liberia, and we work with the Liberian Children's Ministry. During the Ebola crisis, we shipped food over there for them when they were without food, starving.
Right.
And we work with the schools, Christian schools over there, getting supplies to them, because in the country, only about 25% of the children can go to school.
Wow.
And so we work in the rural areas. We only work in the rural areas, in the jungle. We're not in Monrovia or in the big cities. Mm. It's back in the poverty areas, and we found a good niche for us. It works very well, so we especially focus on those schools for our branch.
Excellent. Okay, so the branches can kind of choose then.
Yes, the branches are autonomous, really, and choose what they want to do and where they go and what fits for them.
Excellent. Okay, again, Kirk Rosen and Andrea Eckstein joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And Andrea, being the shipments manager with Orphan Grain Train, I'm sure you've seen many different items going out and helping those in Liberia, right?
Yes, and as Kirk mentioned, we work with this specific group, the Liberian Children's Mission. But they also work, the schools are working in conjunction with churches.
Okay.
So some of our shipments contain things that are usable for the school, like school desks and chalkboards and books. But we also have on our shipments some things that the churches can use. So we're sending Bibles, some catechisms and educational materials that the church can use,
okay.
Plus some things that just building furniture, like the altar pieces and crosses
right.
and candelabras and some things like that to help them beautify.
Excellent. And I think we should point out too, Kirk, you've actually been able to go there and see firsthand kind of what Orphan Grain Train's been able to
yes.
do over there.
Yep, I have been over there. I've visited many of the schools and done that a number of times.
Excellent. So again, Kirk Rosen and Andrea Eckstein joining us on Let's Talk About It. Now, as far as donations and things go, how do you guys collect these items and then package them and send them to these places that need them.
One of the important things about Orphan Grain Train is it's a completely volunteer organization. And it has been shown like 97% of all donations to Orphan Grain Train go to the recipients. There's only 3% that's used for administration or other things.
Right.
So here at Jamestown, everything is volunteer. We're all volunteer, and basically what we ship is donations. It's all donations. So people donate clothes, mercy meals. We pack food for to be shipped over there. Those things are all donated by the people. As she talked about, the church furniture and things, that's all donated by churches that have closed, that they're things that we can send over there. So it's a volunteer organization, and everyone, as I said, everyone here in Jamestown is a volunteer, and it's all done on donations.
Which is so unbelievable, the amount of work that you guys have been able to do and everything that you've done so far since being in Jamestown when it was brought from Botno. It's amazing what they've been able to do. And so coming up on July 21st, at the North Dakota Orphan Grain Train branch in Jamestown will be an open house and dedication. Kirk and Andrea, what will be the focus of this dedication on July 21st?
Well, this will be the dedication of this building that we were blessed to be able to receive. It's the old C.H. Carpenter building, and we've been refurbishing it, doing some work on it, and upgrading it a little bit and to use it. And so we felt at this time that we wanted to kind of show that to the community, to have it to the people to see once what the blessings we've gotten from God.
Definitely.
In this. And so that is one of the reasons. And then we're having the dedication that we are really saying we are dedicating this building to the glory of God. And so that is what we are doing. Andrea, anything you want to talk about there?
Well, I think when you asked about what the dedication will entail, we're going to be open from 1 to 4, and we will have people available to do tours. So if someone wants to come in and see what we're all about, we're opening our doors to show.
Okay.
And then at 2 o'clock, there'll be a dedication service, and we will have some guest speakers and some people to actually talk about Orphan Grain Train. I think there'll be a video shown.
Okay.
And then we'll have some refreshments and more tours.
Excellent. So this will be a good chance for those who are interested in learning more about Orphan Grain Train. And Kirk, you brought it up, being a volunteer organization, I'm sure you guys are constantly looking for anybody who would love to volunteer their time, right?
Anyone.
Oh, always looking for volunteers.
if you want to put in an hour or whatever the case might be, and many and varied skills, we can use most everything. And Andrea can tell you a lot about a lot of the volunteers we have there that do the sorting and the packing and things like that. But we also need volunteers for things such as snow removal or cutting the grass or
swinging a hammer.
Yes, or just moving heavier things around, things like we in the warehouse. We have all kinds of opportunities and it's just for people that, you know,
would love to dedicate their time for that.
Yeah, that would just like to volunteer and to do a little something like that.
Excellent. Andrea, anything else you want to add to that?
Well, in conjunction with that, our doors are open on Saturday mornings from 9 to noon and on Monday mornings from 9 to noon. And if anyone's interested in coming, you can just walk in the door. You don't need to have an appointment or call anybody ahead of time.
Okay.
And as Kirk said, you can volunteer for an hour or you can, you know, volunteer to be one of our regulars that comes in. And we have a nice little group. We work together really well and we socialize while we're there. And it's really a lot of fun. We do have a church group here in town from Buffalo City Church that comes on a regular basis.
Awesome.
As a group.
Yeah.
And we'd be more than happy to have groups like that come in and volunteer as a group. It's a great way to build a community in your church or in your organization.
Yeah.
And we do the same thing with the Mercy Meals group. We reach out to groups and ask them to sponsor a Mercy Meals event, and then they come together as a group and we organize it together and It's a great way to build community.
Absolutely. So again, Andrea Eckstein and Kirk Rosen joining us here on Let's Talk About It. That dedication coming up on July 21st. Andrea says it goes from 1 to 4 p.m. The doors will be open. There will be a dedication service at 2 p.m. Kirk or Andrea, if people have questions about Orphan Grain Train, they want to learn more, want to contact you with any questions, what are some ways you would encourage individuals to learn more about Orphan Grain Train?
Well, you can always stop by on those days that we're there. On Saturday or Monday morning.
Okay.
We also have a couple of people that you can contact. If you come by the door, there are numbers listed. There are several of us volunteers that have our phone numbers listed so that you can contact us.
Okay.
And I can give you my phone number.
Okay.
My number is 701-658-9057.
And my number is 701-361-6441.
6441. So those are a couple of numbers. And again, as Andrea said, you can find those numbers on the door at the Orphan Grain Train's new site, again, at the old CH Lumber building, right? Mm-hmm. Kirk or Andrea, anything else you guys want to add about Orphan Grain Train or the dedication coming up?
And the only other thing that I would like to add just about it is, of course, we talk about the volunteers and things, but we also do take donations, cash donations, because that's what we use to send our shipments and to take care of those things. So, and we have had great support through that we feel is a response to the work we are doing and what we are doing. But yes, of course, we are always willing to take cash donations also.
Excellent. And volunteer help, cash donations, just donations in general will be helpful.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Andrea and Kirk, thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you for having us.